If you've been listening to KOW a long time or watching TV and movies lately, you may know actress Lauren Weedman. In the 90s, Lauren was a regular on KOW's comedy show Rewind. Then she took her storytelling shows to New York City, worked on The Daily Show. Now she's acting in Los Angeles. She's written a book called Misfortune. When she came to KOW this morning, Lauren told me how different it was living and working in Seattle and then moving to New York and L.A.
Well, in Seattle, I had friends and a community and a sense of well-being. In New York, I got gutter water splashed into my open mouth on a hot summer day. And then in L.A., I'm constantly alone and feel like I'm a troll. So that's the difference. Yeah.
What about the arts community here? I'm familiar with it here. Do you even call it an arts community in L.A.?
No,
you're working.
You call it that. You call it that. Girl's gonna take your job from you. You know, you call it. I can't say what you're doing. My favorite people are in Seattle. I just never get to see them because I'm trapped with the dum-dums in L.A.
You're not one of them, to be clear. But the other people in L.A. are the bad people.
Surrounded by them all the time. And you know, sometimes I worry. God, does it look like I'm one of them since I'm dressed like them and sitting by them and doing the same things they are and eating those foods and paying $12 for that juice? And by 12, I mean 18.
Someone in your book asked you a question.
They did.
It was something like, so in L.A., do you find that the fame, the celebrity gets in the way of the work?
Yes.
But is there something to that? Compared to Seattle, can you really create and work the same in L.A.? I'll ask the same pretentious question.
Well, a lot of, I always work from my life. I always take from whatever's happening. I mine from my own personal traumas and whatnot. And in L.A., everything that's happening is, it's all just so much more self-absorbed. I had other things happening in Seattle. Like, I could write about things like doing some community outreach. Perhaps I worked in a garden at one point. Or I offended a group of political lesbians, which I, even just by saying that right there, I feel like I offended
them
all.
Feel like it was offensive?
Yeah, because I put them in one little group, you know, because they'd be like, oh, we're only just lesbians. I'm like, no, you're not just lesbians. You're the Chinese lesbian and you're the Jewish lesbian, you know.
But you're highly aware of that because you lived in Seattle.
Exactly. Like, I was nervous about wearing heels today because of my past Seattle traumas, where I would never, ever, I don't have heels on like some kind of, well, I don't want to call them women, but you know, like a woman, like a classy woman would.
Yes. See how sensitive you are?
Yes, I am.
Seattle? But you're wearing heels because what? What was your Seattle trauma?
Oh, just that you wear shoes that are, you know, because they're comfortable. You know, like, well, those kind of look like moccasins. Or I had a friend one time tell me that she's like, well, the thing with Seattle, she didn't live here. She was, every time I land in Seattle in the airport, it looks like everyone's in their pajamas. I was like, well, this seems comfortable.
Yeah.
And I like that. My Seattle friends, the ones are slap the sense into me, where they're just like, you know, what are you doing? Or why'd you do that? Or I saw that thing you did. Why are you letting them cast you like this? Or why are you having, you know, I love that.
Like, so you're getting feedback from your old self, from your Seattle self.
Yes, yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, I have friends who will see that I'm constantly cast as the freaky one, the freaky, greasy haired, like girl in the corner rocking back and forth. Or I play characters that if my character touches another character, the other one's like, ew, she touched me. Like, ew, she's coming towards me. And I'm never like in a relationship. And my Seattle friends are like, well, why would you let them do that to you? Like, you know, you're an attractive female. You should own it. And I'm like, oh, no, not in L.A.
Why? What are you in L.A.?
I'm a troll. I'm an odd, quirky, little weird. And I was interviewed by somebody at Seattle radio station, or maybe it was a podcast. What's the diff?
Right.
She was complaining to me. She was, you're so self-deprecating. Like, why are you constantly on your, down on your looks or down on your, and I'm like, well, it's my environment, I guess, because I'm, that's how I'm cast. And I do tend to, after a while, you start to, it starts to wear off.
Because on,
we're off, we're on. Well,
on the, I would call you more attractive than average, Lauren, at least in Seattle. Are you telling,
at
are you
least
telling
in
me,
Seattle? That is so offensive.
Well, you,
because I have,
didn't you just tell me you go to L.A. and you're ugly? Is that not what you're telling me?
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm realizing this is going to get into another hole. I have a friend who moved to Portland. She was, I'll be honest, from L.A. She was, I moved to Portland because I just want to have a shot at being pretty. And I, first of all, I got excited. I'm like, is there a place where we're pretty? Like, can I go with you? And then I thought how awful that is for Portland women to hear that, you know, like, oh, I'm here so I can be your queen. Yes, I play characters where the attraction thing is not their main focus. I don't mind that. It means they've gone on the inside. They've read a book or something. A book that they hit themselves in the face with four or five times. That's why they look like that. Also, I think if I raised my kid in Seattle, maybe he would read a book. You know, if I raised him in L.A., I mean, he'd be good looking, but he'd be dumb.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I want him to be wealthy, too, so I want more for him.
Obviously.
Oh, Seattle. I want more rain. I want more depression.
What? It's been raining every day since October.
Oh, just stop it. Everybody is... I didn't mean to yell at you. You look sort of hurt.
Well, because usually I'd be exaggerating, but this has been the wettest winter in history.
They always say that. Always say that. Not you, but all y'all. Every time I'm here, they're like, I'm telling you, this one was rough. Always. I'm not kidding. It is every time I'm here, they're like, you know how many days in a row it's been, Lauren? It was bad when I was here, too. What do you mean the wettest?
Most inches of rainfall that we've ever had. It's been dumping rain. In fact, we've been having the umbrella debate because it's been so... Some people have been saying, real Seattleites don't carry an umbrella. But this is different because this winter has been dumping rain. And I saw in your book, as I am, you are a non-umbrella person. You wanted to see a rainbow.
Not having an umbrella means, yes, you may see a rainbow. And also, you don't have to, when you walk into it, once you go inside, and where do you set it? What if they don't have a little bin, you know, and it drips? It's so much more drippy.
Yes.
It's awful what you go through here.
This has been my argument, but I've really heard it from listeners who say, let me use my umbrella. This winter's different.
Well, why can't you use an umbrella here? Oh, it's because everybody's got stuff on, everyone's waterproof, right?
Everyone's waterproof got, like, anyway. And you have skin as well, which is made to handle water.
You must be a great father.
Son, you got skin.
Yeah, exactly. I'm cold. What do you think your skin is for?
What's it like living here a long time? Mm-hmm. This was your identity eventually. And then you go off to L.A. and do famous stuff. Then what's it like coming back here?
Well, when I very first came back, first of all, I had to admit to people that I bought a TV. I'm like, they made me. They made me because they were like, well, you want to work in the industry, but you know, you don't want to actually get to know it. And I was like, well, yeah, because where I'm from, you have a TV, but it's in the basement and you've never used it.
Yes.
You're going to use it for an art installation, perhaps, you know, like, you know, bust out the screen and do something cool with it. Never would watch it. In fact, when I would also first come back after I was working on, I think it was The Daily Show or something, and everyone's like, well, I've heard that you've got some success with television. That's wonderful. I don't own a TV, so I'm sorry that I can't follow it.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, that's okay. I mean, I think you're the cool one and I'm the dumb. And then I was going to visit a friend on Vashon, and... You know, I wasn't like in the bathroom on the ferry putting on a bunch of pancake makeup and, you know, and my wig or whatever. I wasn't really dolled up, I don't think. But I did put on a little lipstick, like some kind of lady of the night, I guess. Because my friend who picked me up at the dock, she was like, wow, whoa, gosh, going to the prom? What? And then she would tell people, we went to get coffee, and she was like, yeah, look at her lipstick. She came off the ferry that way. And I'm like, yeah, she's not to blame. I did it myself. I'm sorry. Then I didn't know if I'm like, should I wash it off? I'm like, oh, Jezebel, look at yourself. What are you trying to prove? Oh, wipe it off. Go wash that face, woman. And even in the car, I was about to put on lip gloss. And instead, I was like, what am I doing? You put on lip balm. Just put on your chapstick. Keep them just so they don't get too dried out. That's all you need for them lips. But that's also acting like they're all like recycling the hippie maniacs here or something. Like a lot of people are. My friends are.
Lauren Weedman.
What?
We're happy when you come back.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for coming back to Seattle.
I'm not leaving. I don't want it to be a comeback. I'm just going to stay.
Okay.
Right here.
Write your next book here.
Okay, I consider that a contract. Thank you.
Lauren Weedman is back in Seattle, and you have a couple of chances to see her. Tonight at Town Hall Seattle with Dan Savage. Saturday night, a midnight show at Teatro Zinzani. And her new book of stories is called Misfortune.